VOA on V Radio.
Hi V listeners, Ariano Arifin kembali dalam VOA on V Radio. Dalam film terbarunya yang berjudul Steve Jobs, aktor komedi Seth Rogen berperan sebagai Steve Wozniak, salah satu pendiri perusahaan teknologi Apple. Peran tersebut sangat berbeda dengan yang biasa ia mainkan dalam film-film komedi yang dibintangi oleh Seth.
What did you do? Why has Lisa not heard of me?
Man, how many fourth graders have heard of you?
You can't write code. You're not an engineer. You're not a designer. You can't put a hammer to a nail. I built the circuit board. The graphical interface was stolen from Xerox PARC. Jeff Raskin was the leader of the Mac team before you threw him off his own project. Everything, someone else designed the box. So how come 10 times in a day I read Steve Jobs as a genius? What do you do?
I play the orchestra.
Film drama yang juga dibintangi oleh Michael Fassbender, Kate Winslet, dan Jeff Daniels ini diangkat berdasarkan kisah hidup tokoh utama produk elektronik Apple, Steve Jobs. Namun di luar terkenalnya nama Steve Jobs, rupanya ada lagi tokoh pendiri yang bernama Steve.
There is the guy who actually invented the computer.
Steve Wozniak. Dan menurut Seth Rogen berikut, inilah yang membedakan kedua Steve tersebut.
From my interpretation of it, Steve Jobs was the guy who recognized that computers are something that would appeal to more than like techie geek people. And it was something that actually everyone would want. Wozniak was the guy who conceived of the notion that computers were something that the average person could have, but it was very personally driven. He just wanted one for himself. He didn't think everyone would want one.
Untuk peran yang sangat dramatis ini, Seth Rogen sempat menemui tokoh Steve Wozniak dan berhasil mengenalnya lebih dekat untuk mempelajari karakternya.
Honestly, his passion for technology was something I'd never encountered before. Like the way chefs talk about food, or we talk about film, or you talk about, you know, journalism, is the way he talks about like wires glued to a piece of plastic. And I'd literally never met anyone who had that sort of passion about engineering and technology before.
Lalu bagaimana pendapat Steve Wozniak sendiri saat mengetahui Seth Rogen akan memerankan dirinya di layar lebar?
He seemed okay with it, thank God. Yeah, I'm sure I wasn't at the top of his list, but he seemed pleasant. He knew who I was, which I think was good.
Seth mengatakan bahwa Steve Wozniak juga hadir saat pemutaran perdana film tersebut.
He had seen the movie already, and I knew he probably wouldn't be at the screening I was at unless he had liked it. So it wasn't that awkward, honestly.
Dalam sebuah obrolan santai bersama The Today Show, Seth juga menceritakan sedikit mengenai hubungan Steve Jobs dan Steve Wozniak dalam film ini.
In the film, the relationship is strained, and I'm constantly trying to get Steve Jobs to acknowledge things that were instrumental to Apple's success that he didn't have a lot to do with, and therefore he had no interest in acknowledging them at all.
Okay, V listeners, sekian informasi seputar Seth Rogen kali ini. Dari Washington DC, saya Ariano Arifin. Thank you for tuning in to VOA on V Radio.
The Voice of America.
VOA.